Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Recent hurricanes have inflicted not only hardship and economic loss in our state, but maybe big increases soon in insurance premiums, according to our next guest. Robert Hartwig is a professor and director of the Risk and Uncertainty Management Center at the Darla Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Bob, welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
First of all, let's talk about effects of climate change, I guess you could say. These natural disasters seem to be getting worse as time goes on. What are the trends that you are seeing?
Well, Mike, there's absolutely no question that on an average annual basis, the cost of repairing homes, repairing businesses associated with major natural disaster losses is increasing, and it's increasing rapidly. Unfortunately, it looks like 2024 is going to be another record or near record year for insured catastrophe losses as a result of Hurricanes Helene and Hurricane Milton. This comes on top of about 5 out of the 6 most recent years also being at or near records. So we're looking at the 2020s so far with $85 billion in terms of average annual insured catastrophe losses. Now, the economic losses are always larger because there are a lot of things that are damaged or destroyed, or other sorts of losses from hurricanes and other natural disasters that simply aren't insured. Because either people don't have insurance or there's no insurance for certain things. For instance, people who might not be able to work and who might be paid on an hourly basis maybe don't get any unemployment, or their employer doesn't pay them during this period of time. So those lost wages, for instance, are a form of economic loss that often is not insured.
And so I'm just going to guess that this means higher insurance rates probably across the board. Is that the case specifically here in our state?
Well, as most listeners will already recognize and already know from their most recent homeowners insurance renewals, prices are already on the march upward. And that's been the case for quite some period of time as a result of the fact that we've had not only record or near record catastrophe losses, but also because of inflation. The cost of repairing and building homes, not just from disasters, but from your run-of-the-mill kitchen fire or anything else that might happen, is costing much more than it did 3 or 4 years ago. So prices were rising as a result of that. And that is true here in South Carolina as well. The good news is that the cost of homeowners insurance in South Carolina, while it is rising, is not rising as fast as it is in the country overall. If we went back to 2010, 2011, 12, 13, the average homeowners insurance premium in the state of South Carolina was 10 to 12% higher than it is nationally. In the most recent data that we have, it's only about 1.5 to 2% higher than it is nationally. The reason for that is because South Carolina has actually been spared the lion's share of mega catastrophes that have happened over the past 15 years or so.
And so does this mean that there's probably not a lot of risk in being able to get the insurance that we need here in our state for homeowners and for business owners?
The good news is for home and business owners, you can still get insurance. And in fact, you'll still likely get multiple quotes for your insurance. If you live on the immediate coast, it's going to be more problematic. There is a special windstorm and hail pool where people who live within the first several hundred yards, half a mile of the coast, might need to get coverage.
And the recent storms created more havoc in the upstate than in the low country, it seems, this time. Is that going to change things for those businesses and property owners?
Well, the storms that passed through upstate South Carolina and created flooding in North Carolina, which in fact impacted flooding downstream here in South Carolina, much of the damage was associated with flooding. Flood is not covered under standard homeowners or business property insurance policies. You need to purchase it separately. And unfortunately, in the affected counties in the upstate and along the western fringe of South Carolina, fewer than 1% of homeowners actually had flood coverage, and not many more proportionately of business owners had coverage as well. So to the extent that any of them had flood coverage, unfortunately, many of them have no flood insurance. Now, nothing sells flood insurance like a flood, sadly. Expect that many people in places like Greenville and Travelers Rest and north and west of there towards the Clemson area might actually think about purchasing flood coverage for the years ahead.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for the information and spending time with us today.
My pleasure, Mike. Anytime.
Robert Hartwig is a professor and director of the Risk and Uncertainty Management Center at the Darlamore School of Business at USC in Columbia. And we will have a link to that center posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.